Facebook friends. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
I hope you have the joy of the Lord. I have the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
And so I just welcome you to our Facebook Live. And I know last Sunday we had trouble. I don't know what went on, but so far everything's going good for us right now. And we also have our podcast, Thank You Jesus. So last Sunday, since you couldn't see the Facebook, you can go to podcasts and you can listen. So that is on there, and Ricky does that, so thank goodness for that. And but anyways, the Lord had a really good message last Sunday, and I know He's going to have a good message today. So we welcome the Holy Spirit into this place. I'm excited what the Lord is going to teach us, and the word is going to come from Vicki Schwartz today, and I'm just looking forward to it. And I do want to remind you that if you're in the area, we're going to have the National Day of Prayer from 7 till 9 p.m. right here at this church. And it is going to be May 6th, which is the first Thursday. And it's mainly going to be prayer and some praise. And we're going to hit the throne room of God. We're looking for an answer for Benzie County. We're looking for an answer to our nation. And we have to do our part, which means come together in prayer and tear down the strongholds. And so I'm looking forward to it. I think it is very, very important. So I, you know, want to invite you, and hopefully we'll be able to do it Facebook Live as well, because people like to do it from their home. And so I just encourage you to tune in 7 till 9, May 6th. And that's coming up faster than you think. And we've already contacted like 30-some churches and invited them. And Diane has sent emails to them, so they're aware of it. And but this is the way I look at it. Whoever is here is here. And it could be a small remnant. It could be a large remnant. But we're here for one purpose, and that's to glorify Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so anyways, I'm excited. And I kind of wanted to share with everybody on Facebook. I got a chance to go down to Ann Arbor, and I was at Shekinah Church, and it was a powerful conference. It talked about the fire at the altar, the fire of God, the fire that's hit the church, the fire that's hitting the world, the fire that's hitting our nation, the United States of America. And it's really, really important for you to understand that. And I'm really kind of excited because, I don't even know, like last year, I think it was, the Lord told me to buy the tallit with the fire on it. And now I can see the reason behind it. You know, I've always been on fire for the Lord. So I thought, well, that must be all it's about. But it's much greater than that. And hopefully I'll be able to share with you the following Sunday some of the information that I was given. But anyways, I got to be with Steve Swanson, and I don't know if Steve Swanson's on there or not, but Steve Swanson, it was so powerful, the praise and worship. Just to be in the presence of the King.
Amen.
And that's what it's all about. And Steve Swanson doesn't like attention. He doesn't like you to say, hey, here's Steve Swanson, because there were many other people that were on the praise and worship team. But the whole point was, I'd like to give him honor, and I've got his brand new CD, and hopefully we can play that. And I'm just excited. I'm just excited with what the Lord is doing. And the whole message, the whole conference was the fire, the awakening of the fire. And so I thought, wow, that was really for me. And so I'm thankful for it, and I want to encourage everybody that you can make it. But you have to be willing to keep your eyes on Jesus Christ and not on man.
Amen.
And He is the only answer. He is there for you. And there was Barry Yoder, who was the founder and the apostolic leadership there. And there was also Benjamin, and I think you pronounce his name Dietrich. But he talked very powerfully about the fire, and he had a picture that I loved. And the picture that went up showed a person who was actually like drowning in the water. And it was like symbolic of how some of us feel, that we're just so, oh my gosh, you know, am I going to make it? You know, Lord, are you there? Are you talking to me? And we all go through this. And it shows Jesus reaching down in the water and pulling him out. And that's what he does for us. He reaches down when nobody else does. But he reaches down and pulls us up to safety.
Hallelujah.
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 I'm telling you, that excited me. And of course, then when I got home, it was like 11, 11:30. I'm not really for sure. And then I had to blab for about an hour to Joe everything that was going on. And he doesn't know half of it. It's just begun. And he's going, whoa. But you know, I don't know if you notice our shirts or not, but it says that there's hope. Hope is all in him. That's Jesus. That's our theme today. I know everything that Vicki's going to be talking about, but I'm excited to hear from her. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. About Jesus. So I'll let Joe open up in prayer, and I'll try to clip it. Amen.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And I have some good news for you.
Amen.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Okay, that's it for today. Oh, there's more. Excuse me. I know we have people in our immediate church family and in our families who are being afflicted. But you know, we live in a fallen world, but isn't it awesome that our God always has a way out? He is a redeeming God.
Amen.
To finish off that scripture, in Psalm 34, verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all.
Hallelujah.
All people out there for us.
Hallelujah.
For our moms and dads and friends and fellow church family members, everybody, the Lord delivers him out of them all. The enemy always comes in, but the Lord always has a remedy for it.
Amen.
Amen. Then we have over here in Isaiah.
Oh, yeah.
Isaiah 54, a familiar verse to many of you. No weapon.
Yeah.
No weapon formed against you or me shall prosper.
Hallelujah.
And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you, mighty God, shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Amen.
You born again, you're a servant of the Lord.
Amen.
He shall condemn them. That, you know, the things coming against you. Every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you, the Lord God, shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Stuff comes against us. We all know that. We've all had it. We've all been through them. If you have enough years on you like I do, you have experienced many things. But
yes, wise one.
Wisdom. Oh Lord, we won't go that far. But the heritage of the servants of the Lord, he shall bring you out of it. The enemy comes in, but the Lord always has an answer.
Yeah.
So I guess it behooves us to remember he's always there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He always has an answer. Yeah, we may have to go through some trials and tribulations, but I've got one song, it's a great line, he's the God of the valley.
God
of the mountain also. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
He'll take you out of that valley and take you up.
Hallelujah.
By his grace and mercy and healing power, the fire of the Holy Spirit will do that. So, I don't know why I do know why I kind of went that way with what I'm saying here, but I just hope it encourages some of you.
Thank you.
So, I'm out there. He's always got an answer for the enemy.
Amen.
The enemy, he's already defeated. He just doesn't know it. You know, he's really stupid. The enemy is really stupid. If he wasn't, he wouldn't have crucified Jesus, number one. Why? Because that was his downfall right there. Defeated once and for all. So, remember, he is defeated.
Amen.
Jesus defeated him, and we have victory in Jesus.
Amen.
So, Father, I thank you, mighty God, that you sent us Jesus, the visible image of the invisible God. That's what our Lord is. I think that's my favorite verse.
I think so.
visible image of the invisible God. That is our Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Son of the living God. He is God. And I thank you, Father, for it. I thank you for him. I thank you that you always have an answer for the enemy coming in. You always can defeat him. You always redeem us from our situations, Lord God. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for victory in Jesus. All our victories are because of him. It's because of Jesus, what he did for us on the cross. And I thank you, mighty God. I thank you for loving us so much that you sent us Jesus, in whose name I pray. And thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Let's praise the Lord. Come on out, Jimmy. I'm excited about this. I'm excited. Some of the new songs the Lord showed me. But these are new songs that we're going to be doing. We want everybody to enter in. You're here to worship the King.
Hallelujah.
This isn't performance. This is everybody participating. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When do I turn the computer on?
What? Oh, sorry.
When do I turn this one on?
When it starts playing, start turning it up so you know how loud you got it.
I'm not afraid to die.
that sound, give them a chance.
So when you're done with 26, I'll back on.
Patience is a virtue.
Yep.
Yeah. This is a place of praise, where every demon trembles, where we proclaim your name. This is a house of healing. Our hearts are full of faith. You have our full attention. You have the final say.
Thank you.
House of Miracles.
You're the way you're
it all behind.
That's right.
And run to Jesus. He's Amen. The only answer. That's why we're wearing our shirts. Jesus.
Amen.
Falls like a child running wild. Your love is dancing all around me.
Anointing. Like we can be anointed of the Lord, but the more we get into His presence, He refreshes us and He re-anoints us. Because otherwise you get stale. And I'm not going to preach. Lord, help me with that. To preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. I'm telling you, there are so many people brokenhearted. Like I said, just yesterday, I was with like 500 people, male and female, and there were lots of people that were brokenhearted, but the answer is Jesus.
Amen.
To proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prisons to those that are bound. Now, that's not literally just talking about the prison here in Benzie County, Traverse City, whatever. That's talking about when you feel like you can't make it and you don't have any hope, you feel bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all who mourn. To console those who mourn in Zion. To give them beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. That's why I got the joy sign here. Still not taking it down until the Lord tells me to take it down.
Amen.
Because you can be in warfare and still have joy.
Amen. His joy.
His joy. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You want to get out of your heaviness? Start praising the Lord. He doesn't care whether you can sing soprano, alto, tenor, bass, whatever. He just wants you to praise Him. The more you praise Him, the more it's lifted up. Gone, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. Hallelujah. And I'll just read two other verses because it's in my heart and I want to talk about them. And they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the destruction of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigners shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You need to know who your identity is. You need to know that identity is in Jesus Christ. You were bought with a price. And all I want to tell you is this. That is through His grace and mercy that you and I are here today. Amen?
Amen.
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 Good morning.
Good morning. Excited when Pastor Marie asked me if I would fill in for her this day, because a couple months ago the Lord put on my heart Ephesians 6:16, that the next time she asks you to preach, I want you to talk on that. He had given me a vision of that. He had opened it up to me, and it's like, wow, I never thought of it that way. And so I was excited when she asked me to fill in for her today. I have to admit, though, a couple days ago, I've been taking notes. I've got several different scriptures.
That's just angle.
That I read every single morning. I pray every single morning, or at least most mornings. Once in a while I do falter, but I try to make a commitment to praying every morning for the world. And there's particular scriptures that I speak out. And I've asked the Lord before, Lord, is this redundant? Am I just doing this and it's a waste of time? When are you telling me to stop praying over these scriptures? And He said, not now. You're going to continue. I've been doing this since December of 2019, these same scriptures. And there's power. And I don't want people to be deceived thinking that your praying or your words are worthless. They don't have any strength in them. That's a lie of the enemy, and that's the number one thing we should be doing. And I'm hoping that going through some of these scriptures today, you're going to recognize there is some hidden in the open things in His scripture, that it's been there forever, and how did we not see that? So I want you to understand that these scriptures, and I don't just read them. Every single day, I swear there's something new that he brings to point to me in the scriptures that I read. So it's not just a ritual. I don't want you to get the wrong feeling for that. These words are alive. His word says it's alive.
Amen.
And there is power and authority in his word. It's powerful. And depending on how you speak, negatives or positives, whatever comes out of your mouth is most likely going to be what's going to come into fruition. That's the type of fruit that's going to come out. So words have power.
Amen.
And so I want you to understand that. And so a couple days ago, I had been gathering notes and printing out scriptures and doing all this other stuff. Like, woohoo, I'm getting all this information for Sunday. I can't wait. 2 days ago, I started going through it again, and I got overwhelmed. I said, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? I started pulling stuff out, throwing it on the floor, like, Lord, I'm going to screw this up. What do I do? I'm panicking. So finally, I don't know what time at night it was, I finally went to bed. The next morning, the Lord says, keep me simple.
Amen.
Keep me simple. It's so easy for flesh to try to complicate things and make it bigger than what it has to be. More complicated, keep ourselves busy. When he just says, keep me simple.
Hallelujah.
And the way to keep him simple is to read his word. And keep reading it. And he's going to open things up to you. And it is so amazing when he does it. It's like, thank you, Lord. I never looked at it that way. It's just like, thank you for sharing that with me. Thank you for trusting me enough to open it up to me. So anyways, I'm going to go through a few scriptures. And I'm not going through everything. Those on Facebook or podcast, get a notebook out. Because there's going to be a lot of scriptures thrown at you that you're going to have to study later. We're not going to do it now because of lack of time, but you're going to want to do that. And the reason I'm saying that is, how big do you want your faith to be? If you want it to be a bigger faith, then I urge you to write down these scriptures and study them later. Getting back to where I was at as far as regards to the scriptures that I do read every day, that I pray out, and I pray them out to the world. I pray them out for every single person in the world. Because yeah. Jesus came for every single one of us. Everyone here, everyone on podcast, and on Facebook, he came for every single one of us. John 6 says he gave his life for the world. He yeah. came for every single one of us. And I want us to get that today, how important every single one of us is. This picture here, I almost didn't bring these pictures. And then the Lord said, no, I told you to get those, and I want you to bring them. So I did. We put Jesus on the cross. It's our fault he went to the cross. It was our sin that put him on the cross. But this picture touches me because as much as we did to him, he wants to still lift us up, and he wants to take care of us. He loves us. He came to give his life for us. He came for the world. And we've got to get that and get it in our heart. And that's one of the things when you read the scriptures and you keep reading them over and over and over again, it starts to get in you. You start to realize truthfully how much he loves each and every one of us. He came for every single one of us. And I want people on Facebook, if there's somebody there that's not saved, that's just searching and looking, to please stick around. I'm hoping that through the Holy Spirit, and that's what this is all about, is the Holy Spirit speaking to you today. He's going to give you hope because Jesus did come for every single one of us. He's used the lowly of the lowly.
Yeah.
And I want people to know that. He is Paul. Used to be Saul, but now it's Paul. He uses the lowly of the lowly. And you're not lowly. But I'm just saying that he uses, if you feel that way, there's hope. There's always hope.
Hallelujah.
He will use every yeah. single one of us where he needs us. There is a show out, and I'm going to give a little plug here. Can I do that?
Sure.
It's called The Chosen. And it's a very, very, very good
well
series. It's very well done. You can get the app on your phone to watch it. If you're looking for something that's really clean, entertaining, it's very entertaining. and to kind of get an idea of what the disciples were truly like and what Jesus was like. Oh my goodness. It's an amazing show. So I encourage you to get the app. I encourage you, if you can, to support that show. It is all funded by people that have watched it and have donated money towards it. And it's just a very excellent show in regards to Jesus and his disciples. It's very encouraging, and it gives you kind of an outlook of what those disciples, their personalities would have been and what it might have been like back then for them. Things that you might not have thought of. And yeah, there's a little bit of modern time twists and words and things like that. But for the most part, I think it's a very, very good show. And I think most people here would agree because they've seen it. It's just awesome. So I'm just giving that plug. Before I get started here too, Heavenly Father, I just lift up this sermon today, Father. I pray that from here on out, every single word that comes out of my mouth is something that you've guided me and directed me to. That it is your truth and your integrity, Lord, in this word, your word. You do not lie. You are not a liar. It's your name on the line. So I pray, Father, that every single thing I say, that it lines up with the word of God. And I thank you for that. I thank you for everyone that's here. I thank you for everyone that's on Facebook. And I pray, Father, that every single person will feel the hope that they have in you, in Jesus' name. So I'm going to, you might say, why is she going back to those scriptures? The ones that I pray. But God says, because he wants me to, so I'm going to do it. So I'm going to give you a lot of them. I'm not going to read them. I want you to, if you would, to read them on your own. But there's certain highlights in them that I want to bring to the forefront, because they pertain to the message today of faith in Ephesians 6:16. And so these are scriptures that I read every day, and I want you to, if you would, take the time to read them yourself and see if you can tell by these scriptures of any of these things pertinent to today. Have you seen anything? I started doing this in December 2019. From that point on, and then COVID, of course, came in the earlier part of last year. When you sit down and read these scriptures, are you seeing any of this stuff coming to fruition? That's what I would like people to look at this and say, you know, wow, that's happened. Wow, I'm seeing an answer to that. So I'm just encouraging you to do that. So Psalms 95 is the first one that I start out with. And when I get from there, and I'm not going to go into it too much, but there's some words in these scriptures. And like I said, there's things that are hidden right in plain sight. Ways to expand your faith, ways to defeat the enemy. The songs that we sang this morning, those are all faith. They're all word-based. The young man that sings these songs, Brandon Lake, is so gifted and anointed. You can feel the anointing on his songs. He's amazing. And I chose those songs specifically because they line up with what I'm talking here. And I want you to know the hope of the Lord. And that's why they were picked. And so I'm going to ask you with Brandon Lake. This man, he's so gifted. He's so anointed. I feel it when I listen to his songs. I pray that you pray for him. You pray for his family. You pray for protection and hedging around on him. You pray for his marriage. You protect the sanctity of that marriage. You pray that he stays in humility. You pray for blessings and favor upon him, and that he continues to create the music that he creates, the anointing that he has, that is going to reach millions and millions of people. And I ask that you also, if you can, contribute to him. Buy a CD or maybe a donation. Anyone that feeds us, that plants seeds within us, try to help them out. Whether it be just prayer or whether it be some sort of financial, monetary way that you can do that. But keep them up in prayer, because it's something I never thought about until a few weeks ago. Protecting those that speak to us, that plant seeds within us, we, you know, finance what something that they're doing. Plant seed. Those are seeds when you're planting it.
Yeah.
Prayer for them. Protect them. Things like, I never thought of that until a few weeks ago about protecting his humility, protecting his marriage. I mean, why do we praise and worship? Is it truly to praise the Lord, or is there some other lustful alternative? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I never thought about it till a few weeks ago, and then it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Why are you worshiping the people you worship? It's got to be because it's stirring the Holy Spirit in you to praise and worship the Lord.
Amen.
And so I ask you that you pray for these people. Protect them. Hedge them in. They're blessed. They're anointed. Help them to keep that anointing. And support them in whatever way you can. So, Psalms 95, I'm just going to pull a few words out of here. It says, let us sing to the Lord.
Amen.
It says, make a joyful noise.
Hallelujah.
To the rock. He's our rock. He's our foundation of our salvation. Now, Christians, yes, your salvation, you're saved when you give your life to the Lord, when you receive him and you believe in who he is. He's the Son of God. He's been raised from the dead. He was ascended to heaven. When you believe in who Jesus is. But our salvation is something that will continue on till we pass on to heaven. This, what it, salvation is for us to choose to become more like Jesus. To be, daily allow the Holy Spirit to clean us from the inside out and to become more like Jesus. That should be our goal every single day. It says here, to let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. There's another word, thanksgiving, and there's that word again, joyful noise. For he is a great God. The Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods.
Amen.
And we've got to remember, and I'm not going to read all this because I don't have time, because I want you to read it as well. This needs to become something that is alive in you, not because Vicki says it, but because you read it, you digest it. You may hear something different from him than I hear from him. But you need to make it your own. And you can't make it your own if I'm feeding it all to you. Does that make sense? So anyways, I want to skip down to verse 6. And it says, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord Jehovah, our Maker. And the scripture that I want to get to actually is Philippians 2:10.